check your horse transfer.
Gas, you're paying in Office of Alden. 7:10:74 at approximately
3:23.
We're sitting at the Sanborn exit waiting for at the turnaround area, and we're observing a UFO off in the southwest direction. The object is at times silhouetted in the sky, which is apparently a quarter of a mile away.
Go ahead.
Can you see any outline of the item at all?
Yeah, we both thought we saw an outline of some kind. Think and died and raised several times.
Tell them that it's flashing lights that it's responding to.
S5-8's on its way down into a terminal, so if there's any way you can draw a picture of it, do that.
It's
responding to signals as far as that goes.
How
it seems to get brighter, move around, etc.
How we flash lights at it, and it seems to flash lights at.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Jesus Christ!
Turn around. Hang on,
please.
Yeah, it's right.
I did too. And it went around and sort of wheeled around underneath. We're observing the object moving.
Yeah, those things are swiveling around from time to time. We have blue and red lights on the rear end of it, apparently.
10-5, approximately how far away is it?
I'd say about
3/4 of a mile. 3/4 of a mile?
Yeah, a quarter of a mile.
We'll say half mile or so, half to 3/4. The lights are very good. They get pretty bright and dull out.
Tell them that when we flash lights at it, it responds by changing the lights.
When we flick lights on it, flick our lights, it responds, changing colors, etc.
Hello,
I'm fucking nervous.
You're feeling signal from what you've done.
Clear him. See him changing? Change the blue.
See him move down? See him move over?
Look at him.
See the outline?
See him?
I can't quite see. I can see the outline.
He's moving. See him moving?
Yeah.
He moves with the light. Look at him now. See, I got red and blue.
Yeah. Look at it go now.
Yeah. Oh, so he's from the west.
Is it?
Yeah, look at him dive.
Is he coming? He is getting closer.
He is.
Yeah.
607 Belknap, this thing's getting closer to us one by one.
Now that we flashed the UFO, I said it.
It's
gone.
Yeah,
do you see any lights over the trees?
I saw one friggin' beam go down on it.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. Tom, we seem to see a beam from time to time coming from it.
Oh, no.
I don't care for hell.
Fuck that ship.
I've always wanted to see a UFO.
I saw the fucking outline. I don't know if you did or not, but it looked like it had plates in the back.
I saw you in the football shape thing.
Look, hit the lights for a second. Okay, I need to draw this.
Yeah?
Yeah, look.
That's what I saw, too.
That's right. Look at that. And the fucking light was coming from this section, Mac. And there was orange and blue on here.
Yeah.
And then when it, what it was, to the right. Now, what it was, Mac, when it...
You calling me?
Hold up. Oval or oblong, blue and red lights at the rear, green and yellow lights at the front. Was there
over now.
Southwest of direction from them, there at the Camberton turnaround on 93, approximately half a mile away from them.
Feel it?
Can you advise him in which direction we should look to see it?
To the left.
I also look to the left, about 200 feet over the tree line. You'll notice a very bright, appear to be a star flashing. If you look very close, you'll see different colored lights with a blue light on top now.
10-5, I see an outline now.
I'm signaling an SOS with your...
You guys...
We got an outline now. It's...
Which SOS?
Red, yellow, and blue.
Which SOS?
607 advises...
3-2-3.
Look to your left.
You cannot dash.
What is it?
Do it.
It looks something like a star, but if you look closely, you can see a blue light on the top and several colored lights along the central
end. This is
flashy.
Responding to our lights.
Oh, hey, go get back on it again, guys. Holy shit.
shit. I'm sitting down with these fucking guys are shitting.
Yeah, well, you're kidding. You have all shit.
Yeah, when it got real close, you could see the saucer outline of the goddamn thing. I kept saying, all of them, call Bill Nath and tell him. Look at it. See it change red then?
We've got Belmont. Yeah, we've actually the fucking outline. Look at what the headlights look like. Look at the fucking outline. Seriously, what's your outline?
Depending on
just getting something worth seeing, I hope.
Yeah. So lights I can see another car coming.
See the red?
And see? Red and blue? See it?
Look at Frank, Leonard, and Ethan. I think it's more in Savory. What do you think, Steve? No, Savory's over this way. Savory's in Baxter. Exit 204 at 604 7. Go ahead. Exit 22, which way do we go from here? You know, when Myers, turn around and come back through. There's a turnaround area just past exit 22. We're at the turnaround area just before exit 22. Get on the northbound.
Come almost down to us, Mike, once.
Not you, Steve. Not me. Okay, now I'll try it. Now me. Now you, Steve.
Now left 61, 1097 to
Okay. I know, the cocksucker come almost down to us, Mike, once. Now you, Steve. Now me. Okay, now I'll try it. Now me. Now you, Steve.
Now left 61, 1097 to
Okay, now, Mom. Now let's try the spots for the flashers. Okay.
APS 946, Delaware County Sheriff's Department cleared 0400 hours. 8 Route 93, San Antonio.
Tell him the rest of hours.
606, 607, 201, 214.
Also 606, 607, 204, 214. 10-5, 102. Just before you guys
get
here, he was...
10-5, 102.
Thank you. Invite him in for coffee.
Together from what Franklin said, the two came up, joined this one or came in the
I don't have any idea, really. Only what they said, and it seemed to me they were serious. You know,
they were serious.
Could be, and you know, I don't know how they would tell it on radio.
They rarely joke, rarely, almost never joke on the radio.
Yeah.
But I think it's an unusual enough.
Yeah, someone that has some smart aleck thing to say.
Yeah, you know. Voice faces and heard some amazing things come in sometimes. You know. Okay. Now, we know approximately where they were in the UFO. So basically, they're dealing with one UFO and then later on a second one in their area.
That's right. That's what I get from the tape.
Yeah, and Franklin said they saw two and plus the one that was over here, which makes
right.
three.
Three.
Yeah. Sure, you gotta watch out for somebody seeing a star at one point or planet. Okay. Now we know about where this happened, you know, where the interchange is and everything. You know, who's involved, basically. Can you rattle off these guys' names by number just for the tape?
Okay, 607 is Mike Alden. Mike Payne is 606. 204 would be Officer McCarty from Belmont.
How do you spell his last name?
Capital MC, capital CARTY.
Okay.
That's Mike McCarty.
Mike McCarty, Belmont.
Belmont, right. Then it would be 214 would be Norman Stanley from Belmont.
S-T-A-N-L?
E-Y, I assume. I'm not sure that's Belmont.
Polish?
Yeah.
Polish.
And then it would be 8. Which is Steve
Hodges
from the Belmont County Sheriff's Department.
You know how to spell Stephen? E-V-E-N or E-V-E-N?
I believe it's a V.
E-V-E-N, H-O-D-V-E-G-E-N?
Yes.
Right. Belmont Sheriff's Deputy Sheriff.
Yeah. And then they had 306 in there somewhere, which would be Scott Wolf from Guilford Police Department.
Okay, 306. Hitting the cast.
W-O-L-F-F.
Oh, F-F, good.
We don't know who the Franklin is.
It'd be easy enough to find out, yeah.
Okay, somebody should check the time, I guess.
Well, you could go down to Franklin Police Station and see what the...
I have a question. I was out coon hunting in North Conway Sunday night. Would there be any satellites visible at that time?
Could have been satellites. You just go over and
see. Yeah, right. Yeah, because I saw what I thought was a satellite.
They go over.
I've never seen what I guess is a UFO. Yeah, right. They just do a slow, globe-looking thing, kind of a reflective, like a star, and it just steadies. You know, there was
it going towards the east?
Yeah. It was going in an easterly direction.
It was going east.
Yeah, towards Maine, and I was in North Conway. It was going probably in a northeasterly direction.
Good enough on that. Well, we have a list of objectives, and one of the highest ones is getting that tape, and I would say it's quite an interesting kind of a few expletives deleted in there.
Well,
but that's life. Okay, now,
profanity, just, you know, that.
One other point that I'm very interested in is seeing any of their sketches. Do you have any of those around or copies?
They are extremely mediocre. I have to say, because I'm the sketch man in this department, and they are lousy.
Okay.
Can I see them? No, because I don't have them, and it's not in Alden's locker.
It's on my chief's desk, it was originally.
I don't know.
Let me take a look. Sure. It was when I saw
it. If it wasn't the chief's desk, it's in the wastebasket.
I could get what he had drawn.
Oh, good. Yeah, I would like to see anything. John,
see you can throw these. Throw it out.
It's lousy. I'm going to turn this tape over now. Okay. You can
get a rough idea.
Yeah, I have paper here. You can...
I'm no artist either.
Two views. One is an edge on, and the other one is from below.
Look, John, you used to be an artist or something, didn't you?
The only one I recall seeing was the edge on one.
Whatever you can remember and describe it.
Let me rifle this guy's locker, maybe.
Yeah, do that. Right.
I'll find something. I don't like to do this.
That's Alden's locker?
Yeah. Record that.
Payne's locker.
There it is. Oh, bingo.
He got it. Way to go.
top of the seat.
Hey, what do you, they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Good. And they've got the hotline number written right on that page.
Okay.
Now, do you have any zeros?
They wrote that on later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we see in the middle of the round football thing with a slight dome, as if they're looking from the bottom, at the bottom of a flat disc.
Yeah.
And then another one that could be an edge-on disc, double convex lens, and a perfectly big dome with three lights on it. Could you?
And one is marked with a B, meaning blue.
Okay,
this is right in the back. That's a fourth one.
Oh, there's a fourth one behind. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is where they're sitting in the direction.
Right.
And there's three
there's
dots,
three right
well,
there.
Four positions here.
There's one, two, three. And there's a fourth one back there.
Is that one? There were four of them then?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
That's what that means, because I... All right. The drawing was, had the following. Had this on it, and nothing more when I first saw it.
Okay, the two...
That number was written on later. Those were made later, and this sketch was made in front of me. Mike Payne made it the morning after.
Hmm. Showing me the position.
Explaining to me what
Payne
what
coming
their position
on.
Was.
Who drew the UFOs?
It's Mike Payne.
Payne drew them. He's coming in. We've got some dotted lines showing where perhaps the dome is obscured. That's his convention, dotted line showing. Now, do you have any Xerox facilities here?
Yeah, we'll make you a copy.
Good.
But I'll tell you something that bothers me.
What's that?
This was drawn at the time when they were talking about a silhouette.
Now, okay.
If you draw a silhouette of this right here, if you were to draw a silhouette of that, it would look like this. And if you were to draw a silhouette of this, it would look like that. You would not see this, and you would not see this.
Especially at night.
Especially at night, with backlighting, because a silhouette would only be seen through a backlighting.
They could have added that mentally.
Absolutely.
Or they might not have been absolutely, literally correct about their term silhouette.
No, I clarified it, wasn't it?
Oh, you think
it was a backlit object. There apparently was. Did anybody ever check the ambient level, light level, that night?
It was bright, I can see that.
Okay.
That was a very clear night.
So we are talking about a backlit silhouette.
Possibly.
The following night was very bright.
Right. But when I speak of somewhere along here, I heard someone talk of, or maybe I read somewhere of recent, in this particular episode of them coming within 100 feet of them.
Mm.
That's probably exactly.
All right.
Man,
somewhere in the
within
tape.
100 feet, you get more on the silhouette.
Oh, yeah.
This is well lit.
Right. Probably some paper 300 feet and that sort of
thing. Okay. The important thing about distances is there's a little exercise in guessing the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike first said a quarter mile, and Mark said a mile and a half, or a mile, and they finally compromise on a half a mile. Okay. They don't. They're completely unable to guess at a distance.
I don't know how big it is. That's how far away.
If Payne gets in, I'll ask him relative to the size of the full moon at its closest approach for angular dimensions.
We do have one thing out of the table, if I may interrupt you, Jim.
The
relative scale feet of 2 feet. He said something about it being 2 feet in reference, I think, to the trees, I believe.
I think it, in reference to some plane.
Yeah, but how far away? This is if we can reference to the trees.
You can.
When we get in here, and I'm getting the old angular dimension business, we'll assume the UFO is between 15 feet and 50 feet in diameter. It's probably about 20 feet in diameter.
See, there's another thing in the paper someone described it as being 20 to 30 feet in diameter and coming within 100 feet of the cruiser.
Well, see, that could be a
where they came from, you know, is what I read.
Well, it didn't come from here.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, because I'd like to find out a few things from you, too.
Mm-hmm.
What should it be roughly?
I would guess that it would be roughly 20 feet in diameter, just roughly. It wouldn't be any less.
That small?
That's pretty big, 20 feet in diameter, because it's a large craft.
you mark off a circle, I think it would be as big as you're living.
Where do you draw these conclusions?
Well, other landed things. So this is just going to help us as an estimate. Now, let me get back to asking you. Okay.
Reverse that, yes. That's our job too, you know.
I'm going to watch it. One of my chief objectives is to do the interrogation job on Payne.